Yesterday we discussed the Rishon Lishkanis Rashi. Nice comes down. It's Mechal Kedush Damim Kedush Haguf. Lagabe the din of Hekdesh Mafgim the Yeshibud. Rashi says that Kedushas Damim is not Mafgim the Yeshibud. As Tais explained, because Kedushas Damim is Shayach Pidyon, so made it go off with the Shibud as well. Hashem Kedushas Guf. Not. That's how Taisa explains the Gemara why the fear of Bishmo. Why it's Mishundar of Bo. Why it's only Hektish Mishundar of Bo. There it is, it's talking about Monotate Kaddish Gam and the Lush Mafkir the Shibud, because you have to say that when the Gemara says that, we're going that it has a mum or other forms of Dushas Damim. Haizu says, "Kasha Mekana Ben Tam." So this sugim Cain, the Shvel Fir Ben Tam, Shemafarish and Chol Dushim Taltlam Mafkasim De Shibud Vefil Dushim Damim. Ben Tam argues in Rashi. He argues in the Zayda, and he says that by Taisus and Daik that Ben Taltlam doesn't make a difference. Even Dushim Damim is Mafkir De Shibud. Some Duke and Taisus that even if you're bearing Tam, Karaka, we say it's not Mefkim and Yeshiva. See that in a minute. But upon him, what's the gate to us is what Ben Tam says, the Gush Dom is Mefkim and Yeshiva. So, the question is, how are we going to learn the Gemara? Why is Lam Shin Rabo? So, Taisus and Ben Tam, the Amur Rabbanon, the Shibud of the Nizik, Karmina Machaivo, Amur Rabbanon, the Shibud of the Baal. So, guess midin hefker bezin hefker. Since Chazal were worried about the nizik not getting his money, so therefore they strengthened the shibud. And even normally, hektish kushas damim b'fir ben tam mefkir the shibud, but over here Chazal. I guess in Hefker Bezdin, they made it I guess Kilo that's his, which really the question is how could they do that? Now, the Bekun Ben Tam, right? Hektish Metalklim even Kedushas Damim and Mafkir the Shibud. That's din deraisa, it's not din rabbana. So the question is, in the rotzen hatoyah the Chazal had to stick up for the poor nizik, they were malim the shibud, they strengthened the shibud. The question is, though, technically, how is it working though? How could they do that? Ein koich biyat chachamim lakar dov min hatoyah. Chazal don't have the ability to go against a deraisa b'kum vasei. Chazal can't say that the hektish is not chal, and you could go and be nana from it, etc. It's kum vasei. Yesh karech v'yad chacham and lak adam atar b'shev v'altais. Chazal could tell you, don't do a mitzvah. Chazal could say that a beged shel pishna is not chayiv in tzitzis. You put them in tzitzis, because that's shev v'altais. Chazal could pat you from mitzvah, but Chazal can't b'kum vasei. Don't ask me why tzitzis is Shabbat Taisa. I have chari putting on a bag of dal kamfis.
That's just a meizer behemah. It's a different thing.
But that's a different shit by itself. But anyway, point is, I ain't telling you to go mitzali and beis if you really want. But and the shagas I say it. But the point I'm trying to make is over here that fi Taisa is how could they be mal the shibut? What does it help you mal the shibut that stopped the hektish from being chal? So the only time we do find the Chazal could go against the Raisa is only with the Kayach of Hefka Bezen Hefka. When it comes to Inyani Mamin, Chazal have a Kayach the Raisa of Hefka Bezen Hefka. So theoretically, Chazal could say that it belongs to the Nizik, that the Shah already belongs to the Nizik, and therefore you can't be Makdish it. That's what Chazal could do if they wanted to do that. But, and that would work. But the problem is, though, but if they did that, how could they only do that linyan the hekdesh not being chal, and not linyan that the nizik could zel dimakdesh in it? And as the chayyah, the only is it's double or nothing. Right. The whole sukkah, right, is mechayk the shmar b'kiva, whether it's hukkah d'shar or yusham ashar, and that whole sukkah is saying the fear b'shmol is saying that it's just the chayyah. Right, so obviously Chazal didn't go ahead and say that it belongs to the Nizik because they wanted to stop the Hekesh from being Chal. So they didn't go all the way. So the question is, what could they do to strengthen it in a limited way that's enough? It's enough a stronger Shibur that it stops the Hekesh from being Chal. They're not saying that it's his, which obviously the whole sukkah they didn't do, right? It's mochri mochli ridya, right? I think that's what Ari just said before, right? It's mochri mochli ridya. If you tell me that Mizra Bonin is basically Kiva, then the whole sukkah, you could just delete the whole sukkah. So obviously they didn't do that. That's partially they didn't do that. The question is then, what could they do? What's this middle of the road approach over here? What does it mean they strengthen it a kilo, but it has to be on the Raisa level? They can't just say, oh, that is not Chal. The Raisa is Chal, it's Chal. So I'm not clear, it's not clear to me exactly what they did and what they could do in order to stop the Hekdesh without actually saying that it belongs to the Nizik. Ba'akapanim, that's Shin Ben Tam, and the Vatais is Meramiz. Even Ben Tam is Machal, his whole Shtikal Torah Ben Tam is not by Metalplim, but not by Karaka. So the Rajba is Meirich and Gittin about this. We're not going to go through the whole Rikas of the Rajba. But just the main Yesod of the.
Answering this?
I'm not answering. No, I'm going on. The Diak and Taisus that even Ben Tam that said, Lucius Dom is Machiav de Shibud, is not by Metalplim, not by Karaka. Ben Tam is Maskim. That by karka, it's not mafkir the shibud, and he explains the Rajman Gittin explains, and also the Ben Tam in the Sefer Yasher, Shul Kveger is mitzayin, although it's the wrong Maror Malkim in Kveger, it's Kufi Gimel, not Tzadi Hey. What does he say? Kveger in Gilin Yashas says sends you to the Sefer Yasher Ben Tam. But it's the wrong Maror Malkim. It's not Sadi Hey, it's Kuf Yud Gimel. But anyway, the point is, he says, he says, that Philo Kedushas Domim, the Metalplin, the Vishas HaHekdish, Hoy Bishus HaMakdish, Void. So the Metalplin is Bishus the Makdish. Before they would go, Vaich Haitzichan Gvaina. So Mela, in other words, Metalplim, the Malva's hold on the Metalplim is less than on Karka. The Ma Beis Shalai, which is a communal bay, he has full control of it. The Loiva got Metalplim, it's totally his. Before Gvaina, you need Gvaina, it's all his. So he learns the whole sugya in Erechin. Which that's Mechar the Makkah, where we see that heck is not Mechim the Shibud, because the it says over there, he paid in the chaz. He could be Gaiva, right? He could be that the Mishnah says over there, he could be Gaiva Mechdish. That's where we see that. That's where we see that the heck is not mafkiyim de shibud. You could be gaiva. Says the Ran Tam, that's afka by karaka. Shin the karaka gavi damoi. My base is shaloi binon. Vizel lav shal makdishu. Ella shal malve. Shahachi kari lehekdish karaka kushas damim. So why? Because it's called kushas damim because that's what it is. B'kitzer,
why is karka considered already collected?
Because karka, you don't need to take it from the guy. It's there, right?
Yeah,
it's not mechus gemayna.
We say that
it's not mechus gemayna.
What's mechus gemayna?
It's not missing. Well, taking it. You know, I mean, here the guy's a mukhzik. The metalplan, he's a mukhzik on it. You have to take it from him.
Don't we say there's special kinyani karka? Like, you could put change the lock or plow.
Well, say not it. Plow it. You have to make a kinyan on karka. You can't just look at it and say, it's mine.
So until the guy does that, isn't it considered it's just a leva, the same as metalplan?
It's not so pashut. But the Ram Tam brings a raya. Ram Tam brings a raya that karka is a gavidam. As he's saying, the Ram Tam kid is saying that that karka is a gavid. That karka is as if you already have it. That's what he's saying. You're right, Misvarets. I don't really understand it. I'm saying. But that's the Yisrael Ben Tam. That's by Karka to Govi, and he brings a raya from the Gemara Bamitzia that says that you can be makdish. That even though Rabbi Yechon says goes up like the Sayyid Shabbat, we had 100 times. Shnei Meichon Adish Zelfishen and Shloi Zelfishen and Meshusai. The Gemara says though by Karka it doesn't apply. By karka doesn't apply.
Karka in themselves.
Wait. No. That's what the Rashi says. And that's a big taina on their Ben Tam. Ben Tam brings a raya from that Gemara. That Gemara says that the dinner of Yechanan does not apply to karka. Okay, if someone stole karka, then the nigzal could be makdish. Okay? Says the Baron Tom, what do I see from there? I see from there that karka is considered b'shusai. So the karka doesn't move. You know, by metalplim, it's under someone else's control. Karka is just there. Karka is there. Samela, karka doesn't have the chsarin of any b'shusai. That's how the Baron Tom understands. Karka is real estate. It stays put. Okay, and that's in standbells also. That's why the Rabbi Bingaiva. Metalplim is an ASIC, it can hide it, it can put it there, it can put it there. Metalplim is a hassle. To get metalplim out of a guy, it's a hassle. He's a mukhs, you got to take it away from him. Kark, it's there. Okay? And that's where it stands a chiluk by Rabbi Yochanan as well. The nigzal, if it's kark, he could be makdish it. But if it's metalplim, he can't. And that, the Rajma says, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? The site over there. Oh, the site over there is with Karka's Ein Gzelus.
So why is that the Shechon?
One second. Al Tain doesn't Karka Ein Gzelus. Chalheichet Yiz Mecheskes Mara Kaima. Al Hocha Karka Mechusu Gevaynihi. Like Ari said before, even Karka is Mechusu Gevayna. Now over there, it's all right. What's over there? Over there belongs to the Nigzal. The karka was stolen from him, yeah? But it belongs to him. So if karka is Nigzales...
Belongs to who?
To the Nigzal. Karka belongs to the Nigzal. Right? So, says the Rajva. Over there, the karka belongs to the Nigzal. Yeah? Elamai, someone stole it. So that we say, karka ain't Nigzal. There are no dine gzela that are chal. Before, if you learn that the reason why the nigzal is called Eni Beshusa is because Kinyani Gazela, because the guy's not Kinyani Gazela. If Kark Eni Gazela is, there are no Kinyani Gazela. Not sure if that's what the Rajba means, but that would work. So Bekitzer, says the Rajba. The Gemara Bamitzir that says that the nigzal by Karka could be Makdishit. That's because Kark Eni Gazela. So therefore, it's considered b'shusai. One second, Mashen came.
The nigzal could be mad.
The nigzal. That's what we're talking about.
From. What? The guy who stole it from.
Yes, the guy who stole it from. That's the nigzal. It's a lot shorter to say nigzal than say the guy who stole it from.
Didn't Rabbi Tom say Ganav's Hekdesh would be Ketal?
Again. I'll say once more quickly, and that's it. Okay? Now, the Rabbi Tom says, I want to prove to you that Karka is considered more Bishusai, generally speaking. Karka is more Bishus than Metaltlin. Okay? And he's proving it from the other end of the other side of the coin. Meaning, he says, just like over there, the Nigzal, right, the original owner, yeah, could be Makdish Karka, and he can't be Makdish Metaltlin. Why? Because Karka is more Bishusai. It's not Mechusa Gevayna. So we say it's still by him. So too, says Rabbeinu Tam, when we say Hekdish is Mafkia, Hekdish of Gush is done with Mafkia Shibud, and here we're talking about the Loive, can the Loive be Makdish it? So we say that, in other words, does the lien that the Malva have on it, does that stop it? So we say, yes, if the even though he, right, the lien that the Malva has on it is stronger by Karka than by Metaltlin. Here they were talking about the Nigzel, the original owner. Here we're talking about the Malva, the potential owner. And we say, that's a tushtel of the Rabbeinu Tam, and that's good for part of the Rajah's problem. But he's saying, just like we say by the Nigzel, considered Bershusa more by Karka than Metaltlin, so too, Legabe, the Malva, having a lien on it, his lien gives him more bailus on it in order to stop the loive from being makdishit by karka then by metalplum. And that, the Rajba says, there's no tsushtel. Over there, karka ain't exelis, that's why nigzel has the right to be makdishit? Not because karka is anything more bishusoi than metalplum. It's not, karka ain't exelis. And Mashenkin over there, it's still Mechusa Gevayna. Legabe, the Malvin, the Loiva, like Afkel, like Ari said before, the Karka is also Mechusa Gevayna. And therefore, there shouldn't be any difference between Karka and Metaltlim. If you want to say that from the mission over there, we see that the Gush is Damim is not Mafkir the Shibud. By Karka, then you'll have to say by Metaltlim as well, like Rash.
How's he understanding? How's your Rebbeinu Tam understanding the drasha of Beso? Not Beso Bishuso. Af Kol Shuv Bishuso, right?
No.
Beso is.
It's called Beso means. Yeah, so what?
So all Karka.
But Karka is. But Karka is.
So whether it's
Shuso anyway.
Right.
Because it's Karka, you mean.
Right.
Kukasha.
What did he say? What did he say?
He's saying if the drasha of Rabbi Yechanan, my beis b'shusa, I've called b'shusai, so my beisai, it's b'shusai anyway, because beis is always b'shusai. Say it about how good for it. My beis b'shusai for carrot. My beis b'shusai is always b'shusai. I've called as b'shusai. I've called metalton as b'shusai. Not stone. Anything just pumps up beisai to be more b'shusai. Okay. Fine. So that's the shita. So we have Mechoikas Rashi and Tam.
Rabbeinu Tam is Shver. This is Rashi.
And the Rashi has many problems with Rabbeinu Tam. Again, in the Chilul, Rabbeinu Tam is trying to make with Karka Metaltlim that the Rashi has very strong issues. But if you look at the Sefer Yashar and Rabbeinu Tam, it's a very hard piece. But Rabbi Abram claims that he's miyashiv some of the Rashi's kashas, but. That's not for now. Okay. Now, the Rambam has a third sheet over here. And the Rambam in... Where's the Rambam?
Zayin and Dalet.
What?
In Eric.
Yeah, the Rambam in Hilchos Erechin.
Zayin Yudalet is about to Zayin.
Zayin. Yudalet says, Rambam.
That's love. Zion.
What?
Per Zion.
I wonder why. Oh. Hamakdish kol nechasim. How you sell like this is missionary. Can also exclude Zisha. How you start about Chayves. Hey, na Yishe Chay Ligvais Ksubasa. Min Hakdish. Loi ba Chayves a Chayvai. She Hakdish Mafkia Shibud. She Kodam. The Rambam says Hakdish is Mafkia the Shibud. Sounds like Rambam. All Hakdish. It's not machalik, bankish the dummim, bankish the guf. And machalik, and karak, and metalplim, not the imam metalplim. We say, imam metalplim. Imam, knush is dummim, and hekish mefkir the shibah, as the Rambam says. Neither like Rashi, nor like the Berentam. Look, derive it. Ain't he sorry, but shek, is emefkim the shibah. Shai pidyan, ain't he all look old, mishun drabo. Shai yon, mehekish yaitse, boy pidyan. Shmochi. Tanemes Nisin, a pointed pirish, Lishna Klila, the Aina Mafkia, El Gushta Guf, etc. When Hektish, Kanamas, Atrisis, Amaz, Kanisim, Ksubis. Says the Ravid, what are you talking about? Says the Ravid, what are you talking about? Hooray! That mission, Erchin. Yeah? What are you telling me? The mission holds that's Mafkia, the Shibud? It's not Mafkia, the Shibud. The Hektish is only Chal. You have to be paid him and draw a bow. Shlayimru. The Hektish goes out for nothing, but Batsim, he could be Gaiver. The Hektish is not Mafkir the Shibut. Batsim, he could be Gaiver. Don't let me draw a bow. The Hektish is Chal. But Batsim, the Hektish can't. It's not Mafkir the Shibut. This is Klush's Domin. Like Rashi. That's how Rashi learns the mission. That's Klush's Domin. Klush's Domin is not Mafkir the Shibut. Only Klush's Guf is Mafkir the Shibut. Like Hekdish Kainamis, the Neder, or Mace, whatever, all the things that are Chal, on the Guf, not just the Dumb. And he says, because that's only Rabo that is Hekdish. Now, the Rambam.
So it's not actually Hekdish at all.
What?
He says, if it's as much less than get rid of the Shibud, it's not Hekdish. You want us to?
Shapidin any Ella Koldum, Shun Rabo. He doesn't say, no. He doesn't say, what? What did you say?
It's only Hektish because Rabbo, it's not actually Hektish.
No, he doesn't say this. The Pidyon is only Mirabo. The Pidyon is Mirabo. The Pidyon is Mirabo, which could mean that it's Chalbi, it could be Gaiva. That's funny. Now, the Rambam itself, the Rambam is very difficult, because the Rambam himself, a couple of lachas later, even before that, in the Rambam itself, though, in the Rambam, even the Rambam says that Hektish Mafkir the Shibud can't be going from Hektish, but it must be noted in the Rambam that when we say for the Rambam, listen carefully, that Hektish Mafkir the Shibud, it doesn't mean that it's Mafkir the Shibud. Mm-hmm. Profound, huh? Rather, it means that in the meantime, you cannot collect.
The Shibud is suspended.
It's Mafkir the Shibud. The Shibud is not suspended either. You just can't collect it. You can't collect it from Bezdin. It's Mafkir from Hektish. Hektish Mafkir the Shibud is not. The Shibud is still there. Okay? Narvas, you can't collect it. You have no schus to be Gaiva from Hektish. How do I know this? Because the Rambam goes on to say that what do? You have to find someone that's going to be paided, and once someone's paided, we're going to be gaiva. So if we say that Hektish Mafkir the Shibud, then L'chayr the Shibud went off the Gamri. L'fi Rashi, right? We're talking about Kedushas Aguf is Mafkir the Shibud. So one, if you makdish it, even if Luyitzer afterwards, it got a mum. Yeah? Afterwards it got a mum. What would be? What would you say with your Rashi?
Huh? It now becomes Kedushas Damim, or?
Yes.
A letter graze.
It got a mum. You let it graze, so it should get a mum. Got a mum.
Yeah.
And that's the question. Can you hear the question? No, sure, no problem. I want to know. What's the din? Lefi Rashi, if the malva and the loiv is makdashit gush saguf, okay, and then it gets a mum, and you paid it. What's it then?
Should be good. No, you can't.
What?
You can't. Gush saguf gets rid of
the shibud. Rashi, you cannot be gaiva. If you Rashi, gush saguf is mafkir the shibud means just that. It's mafkir the shibud. No, you were makdish it when it was a tamim, and then it got a mum. So chayr if you Rashi, the shibud was hufka. The shibud was taken was knocked off already. If you Rashi, that's chum gishdom gishagov. That means by that because since it's like paka, so the shibud. Chayes mafkiyah the shibul if you Rashi pashtus.
When did he get mum?
After you makdish it. Now, but feed the Rambam the chayes pashit that because the feed Rambam just like Bekdush's damim, yeah, which is what we're talking about over here. We say that once you paid it, you could be gaiva. So chayes the Rambam Bekdush's aguf. No, the Rambam there's no two dinim in hekdesh b'mafkiyah the shibud. According to the Rambam, if the Rambam says the hekdesh b'mafkiyah the shibud applies by kedushas damim, and it's mavur in the Mishnah over there that once you paid it, mavur in the Rambam, once you paid it, you could be gaiva. Elmai, what do we see? It just means you, the hekdesh b'mafkiyah the shibud means you can't go ahead and be gaiva, but the shibud's still there. One second. So therefore, l'chayra. L'chayra, who are then by kedushas haguf? That's mafkiyah the shibud of the Rambam, but also it doesn't change what mafkiyah the shibud means by kedushas dam kedushas guf. And just like by kedushas dam, we say just means you can't be gaiva, but kedushas guf also means you can't be gaiva. Memela will be an afkamina if the kedushas guf becomes kedushas damim and you paid it. L'fi the Rambam, you're able to be gaiva. Whereas the firashi l'chayra not. Firashi it's l'chayra. The chayr, it's talking about the shibud. You know, like you think about it, it might be totally in the two havanas we had in Rashi, whether it's the Tzayis HaChayishin's pshat or Rav Berman's pshat in Rashi. You know, something to think about. It might be totally in that, whether or not Alfi Rashi is so poshit that even if it comes kedushas dam afterwards, then you're not going to be gaiva. So that's something you could think about if you want. So that's point number one in the Rambam that this the kedushas mafkiyah the shibud has a different havana to it than what we would think normally. Now, the Rambam goes on himself to bring down Rav Bo, which is really very difficult over here because you know really that's really Rav's question because we say that. The kedushas mafkiyah the sheep. We say batsam. We're saying the Rambam the batsam that the hekdesh is chal. The hekdesh chal ad kedei kach. We can't even be goyva when it's still hekdeshes. So you need pidyon because you need pidyon. So why are we saying you only need pidyon lefi? Why are we saying you only need pidyon because of Rabbo, which the Rambam himself says. Why didn't we do that? So the Rambam, someone's mavliyit that when the guy that decides is going to be paid it in order to allow the person to be gaiva, right? What? He's a nice guy. He says he has a pinya, he has a dinar, kadesh lo yaimu. Right? So, what's the avan on that? Where does that come from? What's this?
I don't mean he adds a dinar. He only pays a dinar.
He only pays a dinar.
Okay.
He only pays
a dinar. You're only talking about auctioning off? I mean, it's however much someone will pay for it. No?
Wait, I understand
it's
what
not necessarily like a Ravon, meaning.
He says it though.
He says like a Ravon? All he says is that.
He says it.
Even for a dinar.
He says it. He says, he doesn't say Rabbi Abo.
Right,
he says the Nusach of Rabbo. First of all, hello, the Gemara in Erechin, on that Mishnah, on Chaf Gimel Beis, the Gemara in Erechin says, why do you have to, the Gemara in Erechin said, where's the Gemara? The Gemara in Erechin says, bring the Rabbo.
But from the Rambam himself, it could be that it's even.
I'm just quoting the Gemara. I don't want the Rambam himself. Rambam says, "What do you want to say?" No, feel bedinor. Lokech ois lokech. I feel bedinor. Kadesh shlo yaimru.
No one wants to drive more than a dinar because they're not getting the field. They're giving it all to the woman.
Okay, so that's true. No, what's kadesh shlo yaimru? What's kadesh shlo yaimru? You need it. You need a dinner. You need a pinion over here. You need a pinion because it's hektish. That's why you need a pinion.
Don't we say without a vavo that with if you have a shibud on hektish, you can be gaiva without a shibud? Without a
hello, that's the Raivis kasha. I'm trying, but that's Raivis kasha. Raivis says the mission erichin vavo is saying that betzim it's really not chal, yeah. Because hektish not mafki in the shibud.
I thought he was asking you should be with
hektish. And therefore, the only reason why being paid bechal for your bow. That's the standard way of learning the Gemara. That's the Rambam's kasha in the Rambam. The Rambam says the Rambam is not like that. The Rambam says hektish is chal, you can't be gaiva. That's exactly the problem here. Now you understand the Rambam's kasha. Gemara says lama li lameim rapoyde poyde mishum rabo. That's Rashi explained, right? What if he poyde mishum rabo? So what do you want to say? The Rambam is just saying why only a dinner? I don't understand. But you need a pinion.
That's Rabbo.
Right, that's Rabbo. Shloyamru. He's a clear Rabbo. It's a clear Rabbo. It's very this. So when they ban the Rambam, it's very difficult. On one hand, the Rambam says that the hektish is zichachal. After the kach, he can't even gaiv from hektish. On the other hand, I mean, it's true that he throws in Rabbo, sort of like you know derech agav, you know like. On the way, you know, like, he reminded himself to mention Rabbo, you know, somewhere like three halachas later, but how do you learn the Rambam? So, because the mission, a wild pshat in the Rambam, funny pshat, I don't know if you're using the Rambam. He wants to say, the ma'ad min lomeli meimer apoy de poy de, back in Morin Erichin, why are you saying apoy de poy de? Hainu loimar, keeping the saif. Ain nena hektish el dover muit. Yeah? Those are the most Kosaif, this is sort of what Dover was saying, right? That hektish is not really getting anything out of this, right? Just it's a minimal symbolic opinion over here. So lom lift isa, yigubachai, b'ksuvim hektish atzmai. V'yitnul hektish dover muit. Let the Balchai give something. The Mishnah is saying that someone else is paid. You got to go through the whole process. Someone's got to be paid it. And then the guy comes and collects it from the person who redeemed it from Akdish. That the Gemara is saying, the Keshe Mishnah wants to read the Fidei Rambam. The Gemara's question is, why doesn't the Balchai let him collect it, and he'll give Hektish something? And the Gemara answers, Mirabo Kleimar. Kleimar. Einam Gaivim Mehekdish Hatzmai. Kedei shlo yizalzlu behektish. Yevayu loymar hektish yaitz by pin kloymar. Afilu loyhaya hektish mafkiyeh mede shibud. Meaning, really hektish mafkiyeh mede shibud. Right? So it's not kashil. You need a pinyan. Right?
No one wants to pay.
Kloymar. Okay. So what? Afilu loyhaya kloymar. Afilu loyhaya hektish mafkiyeh mede shibud. Loyhaya chom ligud mehektish atzmai mishun rabo. In other words, betzem. You can't be guided from Hektish. I'll leave it at this. But even if Lo Yitzur, Hektish was Mefki in the Shibud, yeah? So the Gemara is not talking about real time. The Gemara is talking about hypothetically. Even if hypothetically Hektish was Mefki in the Shibud, we wouldn't allow you to be Gaiva, because we didn't Rabo. And therefore, so the Gemara is not really saying Rabo. The Gemara is saying that just like this, that even if Lo Yitzur Hektish was Mefki in the Shibud, he could be able to Gaiva, you'd have to give something anyway. So therefore now
that no one wants to pay for it because they're not getting anything out of it, you still need a dinner.
No, he's not saying why you need a dinner. I understand. You need something, because otherwise the opinion was a chal, it still remains Hektish. You need something. No
one wants to pay anything for it.
It's true. No one wants to pay.
But you have to pay dinner, because even if it wasn't kadosh, you'd still need a dinner. Because of revolt.
You need a dinner because it's hectic. So you need to get paid.
Right, exactly.
So then, what is your Rabbo doing for me? What is your Rabbo doing for me? You have to pay it because you have to pay it there.
He's saying that even if it wasn't kadosh, you'd still need.
Why? What does that help me? How does that help me understand why the Mishnah says you have to pay it? Mishnah said you pay it because hektish was chal. Hektish was the shibud. You want to make ice hektish, you have to be paid it. I'm not getting the flow of it. So, Agaponim. That's what. So, kids, the Rambam mice bottom line. The Rambam holds the hektish makir the shibud, even the shdamim. We have problems in understanding where a bow fits in the scheme of things.
Why?
Now,
I didn't get what's wrong with Rambam.
Rabbo is talking about when the hektish is not chal, and still you have to pay it symbolically. Just people shouldn't, just for the crowd. People shouldn't think that you're just taking something out of hektish, even though someone kilo is machdish it.
But it's not actually hektish.
But it's not really hektish, and it's just a token pidyon. That's the side of Rabbo. Fekaravid. So then, over here, the Fidur Rambam, when the guy was machdish it, hektish was chal 100%. That you can't even give it from Hekdish when it still Hekdishes. So if you ask the Rambam, why are we being paid it? What should the Rambam tell you?
Because
it's Hekdish. So where's your ball fit in? We'll talk to that, right?
The only thing Rambam's din would apply even if it's actually Hekdish, but again, the guy could be gave it because he has a shibud on it. I thought that's what we said Ravo in two cases. When it's not actually hektish, but you don't want people to say it, and when it actually is hektish, but you can be gave it without paying.
Okay, fine, but neither of those two things apply to the Rambam. The Rambam, you can't be gave it. Rambam, you can't be gave it. You're not gave it. Okay. Now, the Ktzais, this Rambam, this Rambam, I'm calling Rambam Ravid, yeah? I'm calling Rambam Ravid. Whether or not, like Dushas Domim, do we say is Mafkir the Shibud or not? Ravid says Dush Domim is not Mafkir the Shibud, and it could be Goyim from Hekdish. Makdish is still, you could be Goyim, the Ravid says. Right? That's why you need a bow. And the Rambam says, no. That's, you can't be Goyim. Even if Dush Domim, that's me, can't be Goyim. Elmai, if someone's paid it, then you could be guy. The Ktzais, in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, asks a stira, both in the Rambam and in the Ravid.
Because this wasn't confusing enough.
That's right, in case you weren't confused enough. So, because there's a Gemara. No, that's why I did another Rambam. there's a sugi in the Darim on the Chav Ches. A guy is Makdish. Something with his man.
What?
He's Makdish something for a certain time, for 30 days.
You could do that?
That's the question. Okay, so without going to the whole sugya, let's just go straight to the Rambam. Rambam, Ma'aseh Karbonis, Perek Zayin. Perek Zayin, which I'll hold it again. 1 second. Ma'aseh Karbonis, where'd it go? I'm sorry. Perek Tezvav Loch Zayin.
In what?
Ma'aseh Karbonis. It's in Chelek Avodah. It saves some trouble later. You shouldn't have to open old Rambams until you find out where Ma'aseh Karbonis is.
Well, the new ones have it down there.
Okay. It takes away all the fun. Alright. Says the Rambam. Ha'aymed, demei parazula ayla, kol shleishim yayim, ulach shleishim emishlamim. The dhammim of this parah should be Dmei Ayla, should be used for an Ayla for 30 days. After that should be Shlamim or Fakaret. The Varav Kanyamim. Mikiv Dmei Besai Shlamim. You may do that one. After Shlamim, you do the other one. Kitzer, you could, the Rambam is saying that you could maknish the damim of an animal for a certain carbon, that it, the kedusha is going to be chal. You could limit the kedusha for 30 days.
And then it becomes kedusha tzakof, the second one?
It switches from oil, demay oil. No, not demay oil to demay shlamim. Says the Ravid.
It means you have to be paid it. If you're not paid in that time, what does that mean?
If you sell it during that time, then the money is used for an oil. If you sell it after 30 days, it's shlamim. So, says the Ravid. Ravid argues. Ravid says. He says. And nearly, second. So he says it's told in the Machlokes, the Gemara and the Darim, whether we say that once a kedusha is chal, it can't be paka, once a kedusha is chal, it can't go off. Yeah? And therefore he says, Kitzer, he says that once it's, you know, the mount for 30 days, the Kedusha doesn't go off. The Kedusha can't go off.
Kedusha is dumb.
Kedusha can't go off, yes.
So what does it mean Kedusha doesn't go off?
Once you, if you maknish it for 30 days, the May Ayla, it remains the May Ayla. You don't say that at 30 days, it switches from the May Ayla to the May Shlama.
Seems to say that. Fine.
It's very clear.
After 30 days, it's still...
The Rambam says, it switches. Kafi that my dictates. You have an animal. You say, the money of this should be for an Ayla, for 30 days. And after 30 days, it should be the money, that money this cow should be for a Shlama. One the Rambam, you could do that, it switches. That just switches on you after 30 days. Rabbi says, no. And Lashon Gemara in Darim is, Kedusha Shebehem, Lechon Holoch, where did Kedusha go? Where did Kedusha go? So, in fact, it says, Lechaira, the Stira, both in the Rambam and the Rabbi. Why? What's the Stira? What does the Rambam say by us? What does the Rambam say by us?
About what?
The Rambam, about what? Rambam says that Kedusha is Damim. He says, okay. Rambam says that Kedusha is Damim. Mafkiya the Shibud. Which means, what does that mean? You can't be Gaiva. It means you can't be Gaiva. Right? It means once the Kedusha was Chal, the kedusha is not going to go off with pidyon, with being gaiva, right? And the Ravid says no, it will go off, right? So chayra, the Ravid over there says once kedusha is chal, can't go off, only with pidyon. But here is not pidyon.
He says
the Ravid over there says.
That's the shibud goes off.
Ravid, one second. The Ravid, no, I'm talking about the kedusha. The Ravid says, I'm after something for 30 days. What's it then?
It's mine.
It's called kaddish forever. The kedusha doesn't go off.
Right.
Only with pidyon, right?
Right.
Okay, and here the Ravid says.
The shibud goes off.
Here the Ravid says.
It's not.
That the hektish is going to go off when the guy is gaivit.
We say opposite thing.
We say that hektish is not mafkiya the shibud, and which means that in 30 days, just for argument's sake, when the guy comes to collect it, the hektish goes off. The hektish could go off, even though there's no pidyon. And the Rambam, the kash is pungfakert. Here the Rambam says that what? It doesn't go off by us. The hektish is mafkir the shibud. That means once the hektish is chal, then we say that that without a pidyon, the hektish is not going to go off. Just the shibud is not going to, is not strong enough to take off the kedusha. Yet over there, the Rambam says, you can makdish it, you could be makdish it, for 30 days, then it'll go off.
But here's the Rambam's not. The Rambam's just saying the shibud can't override the hektish here. He's not saying that this doesn't good.
That means that the shibud means once the hekdesh is chal, the shibud can't mafki it.
But the hekdesh goes off eventually because when it does.
If you paid it, only if you paid it. If you're not paid it, then the shibud can't mafki it. The shibud can't mafki it.
Rambam over there doesn't say the hekdesh goes off. He says hekdesh switches.
Because that's the case in Rambam. If Rambam says I'm only mafki for 30 days, what's going to be the din? What's the difference switching and going off? The switching is also going off.
No, necessarily.
You got the crowds over here. Switching is also going off. What's switching mean? No, doesn't has it switch? It goes
it's
off.
Still
and
a carbon.
Out.
There's ivory meal if you use
no.
it.
What?
You ivory meal if you use the carbon after 30 days.
This is just dumb out of this. That's not the point.
It's not
the point. If the Rambam says you could switch the kedusha, that means you get the chayav kedusha come off also.
But he said, what happens after the 30 days? It was an ola for 30 days, and now it's a
shlomo,
which means. It's another type of
condition. Yes.
Okay.
But l'chayr is no difference, and that's what we're arguing now. I don't think in the Rambam is different, especially it's coming from the sugi over there. I don't think the sugi is daf when you're changing. I think that the point is, bottom line, you see in the Rambam, that I could curtail my hekdesh.
Not necessarily, because it wasn't machalik between the kedushas in Zayin Yudalek. It wasn't machalik between the kedushas and the kedushas. So maybe there have something that they're able to switch, but you can't just take off the kedusha totally.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that switching is any different. You have to switch it. The switching is taking some of the principally on. I don't think so.
Let's even if he does say that, then what's he saying? That Shibud can't knock it off, but the owner makes it tonight. It's going to go off. It could go off. Why is that a steer?
That's the kasha.
Why is that a steer in the room? He says a shibud can't remove the thing, but if you make machshel tonight, then you could.
One second. So in the Rambam, you could possibly say, I think what I was trying to say, but it's not so pashut though, okay? Because, especially in light of what we discussed yesterday. So the first thing in the Rambam, maybe you would say it's less a problem, in that, in the case over there, you were makdish it l'chatchila for 30 days. That the Rambam holds, you could curtail your kedusha, and you're able to makdish something for 30 days. And we don't say that once it's chal can't go off. You're able to say makdish for 30 days. Mashenkin over here you were makdish at stam. You were makdish for 30 days. You're makdish at stam. The problem with that is, because l'chayr the way we discussed yesterday that the shibud is mafkir the kedusha is because if I have a piece of property or anything that is a shibud on, is a lien on it, that means someone has a schus on this, right? So it means when I makdish it, I'm also makdish it only kefi what I have, right? That means that my hekdesh, the hekdesh itself, batsim is limited. Yeah, the hekdesh itself is batsim limited.
That's a problem.
So you're right. At first glance, the chilvi is saying is true. Here you're only makdish for 30 days. Mashen gonna be makdish forever. So then it's not gonna go off the shibud. But it's not so pashit because one could argue that over here also, Batsim, there's a limitation in what you are makdish.
And why doesn't the shibud stay on?
Yes, I'm saying that
you're giving tekdish only for a certain amount of time.
Exactly. So just like Rambam says over there,
you're the same case.
That's why it's not a good teretz. Just like Rambam says over there, you can makdish for 30 days, and we don't say that once kedushas chal can't just go off. Unless you have pidyon, the Rambam says the only thing that could make kedusha go off is pidyon. If there's no pidyon, the kedusha can't go off. So the Rambam says no. I could be makdish for 30 days. So chayra, even though over here you were makdish forever, so that's why the chayra there should be a chiluk. But Just like over there was saying that I'm curtailing my hekdesh, and I can do that. I'm only doing it for 30 days. You don't need pidyon. You don't say that once it's chal, it doesn't go off because it's chal gefeated. My dictates. So chayra who adin by shibud. The chayra should say the same thing.
You can still make a difference between the two.
Because
you're
so anyway,
you can still machal because by the
fine, you'll be machal afterwards. Okay. No, I'm serious. Think about it afterwards. Not in mezal. In the Ravid, I just want to finish up here. In the Ravid, otherwise, well, you know, my mask can go till two. In the Ravid,
minute come up.
5:52 Ravid. The Tzais wants to suggest, and this the Achrayim take issue with, Tzais wants to suggest that maybe the Shibud is like a pidyon. The Ravid says, it doesn't go by itself. Kedusha Rabban, Leichem Halach, where the Kedusha go? That's why you can't match for 30 days. But if you pay it, the Vada could go off, right? Says the Tzais, he wants to say that and he says, lots of. He says, "Chein near lashon Rashi."
Try to rush me to this.
Chein near lashon Rashi, on in Gittin Daf Mem. Well, I didn't really see it in the Rashi. This lashon, he claims, Rashi says. He says the Sheba is kinesin as damimu, ayin sham. The Sheba is kinesin as damim. So kilu, you're being paid it. On the Shibud.
Why?
Now, like I said, I didn't quite see that in the Rashba. All I saw in the Rashba was what Taisus over there in Gittin says, and that is that the way by Kedushas Damim, the Shibud is mafkir the Kedusha is because we say just like pidyon could mafkir the kedusha, so we see that kedusha's damim is subject to pidya, and kedusha's damim has the ability for it to go off. So too, it could go off because someone has a shibud on it. So in other words, that's what we explained to Taisus yesterday, that when Taisus brings in Pidyon, that Kedusha's Dhamma is Shaykh Pidyon, and Kedusha's Gov is not Shaykh Pidyon, so it wasn't saying that Sheba is like Pidyon. It was saying that it was a Raya. And the fact that you just see the type of Kedusha that could go off with Pidyon, so it could also go off if someone has a lien on it. That's the way we explain Taisus.
It's a sort of
Pidyon. One second. And that's... I didn't see in the Rashba anything more than that. Let's find the Lashon. Pishva Taisvis. One second. Huh?
Tosos and Gittin uses that Lashon.
What?
That's
like a pidyon?
Shibud is not... He says by
Pishchalon, one second. Le'olam Shibud Balchayv. Lafkir Kedushas Haguf. Yes. Le'olam... Shibud Balchayv Lafkir Kedushas Haguf. Yes, I'm a pidyon. That's why Kedushas Haguf doesn't help. Kivan she ain't pidyon mafkir. Av Shibud ain't mafkir. Av Kedushas Damim. Kivan she yesh le pidyon. Av Gevias Balchayv mafkir. So Ktais, this is the line in the Rashba. This is the whole line. Av Kedushas Damim. Kivan she yesh le pidyon. Av Gevias Balchayv mafkir. He doesn't say, where Ktais quotes him, that Shibud can be seen as damim hu. Mechein nirim loshen rajba b'chlushav. That the Shibud is can be seen as damim hu. Ayin shah. So I was ayin shah. I listened to the place. And I was ayin shah. And I don't see it. I don't see that the rajba is saying this, that kilu, that the Shibud is like a pidyon. Which, so the place wants to say, that's the answer to the Ravid. That... The Ravid holds that you can't curtail it, Lizman, because once it's chal, it can't go off only with Pidyon, but with Pidyon it does go off. And Shibud is like Pidyon. So I don't, again, I don't see the Rajba saying this, and all the Achrayim jump all over the Ketzais and say, what do you mean? Shibud, Pidyon, the Kedusha goes from the Hekdesh, and it's Chal and something else. But by Shibud, there's nothing to be Chal on. He's being Goyver, the Shibud is it's not tangible. The Shibud just allows you to take it, but you can't say the Shibud is the Pidyon. And that's why I didn't understand the Rajba that way. I just understood the Rajba that the Rajba and the Tyson is just being a raya of the fact that Pidyon works, that shows that the Hekdesh is not a Hekdesh that can't go off. You won't say once the Hekdesh is chal, that's it, can't go off. Hekdesh could go off. So Mela, the fact that he has a schus on it allows him to be mafkir the Hekdesh. It was just a raya. It's not saying that Batson is the Sheba's like a Pidyon. That the Rashba didn't say, and Tais didn't say, and that all the Chayinim jump all over the Tais, snipe others, what are you talking about?
Tosfos in Gittin uses that Lashon.
What Lashon?
He says, like Tushos Aguf, the low Adif Shibud Minasina Stam.
No. So what does that mean?
The Rashba's supposed to be quoting him?
He's we work with Taisus, but so. Saying the Tais mash like this Tais? No, it's the same. Anyway. So
everything's fair.
The Stipe has a mahal, if you want to take a look at Erech and Simen Vav. But we're limited. I just want to finish up something else over here. So, in the meantime, we'll leave the Tais Shver, but there is the Stipe has a mahal, which also not, at least if it arrived, which, whatever.
The way the Rambam holds in Erech, that's how we're understanding our Rambam in Piskei Mamon.
Chayra. Now, just there's one more point, which very important point in the sugya. Okay, so we read the second brayse yesterday. In the second brayse, Amamar. All right, the second brayse said Tan Rabbanan. Shatam shehizik ad shloyam bedin machray machar hakdishay mukdish. Yeah, ad shloyam bedin. Right, ad shloyam bedin. What's the din? Achramad bedin.
That's the next part of the verse.
What's the din? Achr shemam bedin.
Machar any machar.
What's the din after hamad bedin? It's any machar. Now, Fi Taisus, the most Rishonim, who is the author of this Braisa? Rabbi Shmo. Because according to Rabbi Kiva,
it's not Chal even before Hamad.
According to Rabbi Kiva, it's Yuchlat right away, before Hamad Bedin. And therefore, therefore, you can't say Mocher Mocher, right? So now, means the Baisa is Rabbi Shmo. But yet, it says, Dafka before Mother Bedin. But after Mother Bedin, even if you're Rabbi Shmo, it's not Mocher. Shall is why? According to Rabbi Shmo,
you can see we're talking about our case.
According to Rabbi Shmo, Balchayvu, the mas Zuzu the masikle. So what happens after Mother Bedin? The Rambam learns his Bryce is going Lefir Bekiva.
Oh, why?
The Rambam learns his Bryce is going Lefir Bekiva.
How does he figure out the first?
The Rambam learns his Bryce is going Lefir Bekiva.
What does he do with the first?
What? And that's why we discussed the Felix Tzoyis and everyone, the Rambam holds, that the whole dinner of Kiva is Daf Galachra Mad Bedin.
Right? Can we say the reverse?
Rashi says it is the Rabbia. I didn't write it.
Machra
Bedin is the cow of the other guys now.
What?
Doesn't the cow run to the other person after it's been in there?
Why? Who said? Who said?
So
L'chaira...
Can we say the reverse whole thing?
What? Okay, what's that? So L'chaira, So you have to say this. Look, Sois points this out. Sois points this out in Tav Zayin. They have to say Lefi Taisvis comes out that Lachamad Bedin. It's Yuchlat Lefi Rabbi Yishmael. After Mad Bedin, it's Yuchlat, which is who said Mechteisi. Rebbe Chiddush. Well, why should it be that way? Mechteisi. Why should it be that way?
Because it's a case, and you can't pay him off with money going to Riva.
What?
You can't pay him off with stuff.
You can't pay money when?
It's not Tosfos.
First of all, it's not going then. Okay. Tosfos, you could pay him off. Okay. So Amayis, if you ma'ay in the Raivid, in the beginning of the Sugya, where when the Gemara says, Zafir Bishmo, what's the machlok? If you bishmol, what does umachru? What does mean umachru?
I don't know.
What? Koin tachru. I just said if you bishmol. Umachru is a shara chai. If you bishmol, what does that mean?
Bezdin.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bezdin. So what does that mean? Bezdin selling it. Umachru is a shara chai. So the Ravid and Memeson. Rebbe pointed out Meir Tesrid also, but it might be different than Rav and Tesrid. I think that, in other words, there's a pasuk telling me that Bezdin has to take care of this, right? Now, so wait, the way Tesrid says it's just telling me.
This is
the Rav and Tesrid. They both say a similar idea. So I'm going from one to the other. His Rid says, all it's telling me is, don't think that it's Yuchlat right away. They're telling you, no, you wait to Bezdin, and then it's like any Chayiv. His Rid says. The Pasuk is telling me, Firishmol, Bezdin's got to deal with it. You can't take matters into your own hands. It's not the Bali Dinim that are dealing with this. You have to go through the proper channels. You got to go to Bezdin. Bezdin will deal with it like any Chayiv. Like, if Reuven owes him money, he has to go to Bezdin, yeah? And be Tavei, Bezdin go through the whole due process, right? The Ravid also says like that. And the Ravid says...
All the way to the beginning.
And the Ravid says... that what happens is like this. He says, Bezdin doesn't give the guy much of a chance to...
Which guy?
The Mazik. As soon as Bezdin paskins, yeah, and the fear of Bekiv, it's Yuchlat, as soon as you come to Bezdin, and they're made, they share damage, boom, tits. Kondri Bishmol, Bezdin has to do a Shuma, Bezdin has to assess the damage, etc., and then Bezdin, so if, it's important, right, he comes to Bezdin with a whole bunch of money, and he wants to be Masal Mezuzi right then, it would help. Right then it would help. But, if he's not doing it right then, we don't wait around. And right, it sounds like that this is also not a Din Mesuyim in Chatzin Ezek, rather, it's by all Chavolus and Ezekin. We don't wait around. Akapanim, one second. Akapanim, Lefi the Ravid comes out that even though you have that, there's a small window over there, but Lefi the Ravid, there's a Yuchlat almost right away. And therefore, maybe that's what the Braisa will mean. Lefi Taisvis, the Lachar Mod Bedin. Is Machar and Machar, because Mamazin, we don't give much of a chance, and the Ravid says that we give it to him right away. Therefore, maybe that's what Bryson means, Taka, that is Dafka Kari Mazbatin.
Guy,
but it's not actually Yuchlat.